leave the sound of the traffic behind. Go up a thin wooden staircase. Claire de Rome looks in neon lighting in the corridor. And here are the people running the organisation eating their lunch. You must be Lucy.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Do you want to have a seat?
Yes, so tell me about the shop then. When did you take over?
April last year.
What's your interest in running a bookshop? I mean, it's not something everybody would like to do.
My interest was very specifically in this bookshop, keeping it open, because it's a treasured resource, and everybody really is very fond of Claire, miss her. People miss her very much, and I think people felt like they really wanted it to remain open. I was not interested in running a bookshop per se. I was just very interested in running this one.
And what about the particular subject of the bookshop? It's photography and fashion books. You're interested in... Have you come from that background yourself? Or?
No, I trained as an artist. My mother has worked in photography, so I sort of grew up with that culture. And I love fashion. Most women do. One of the co-owners of the business is very involved in the fashion world, has been for a long time. And so we kind of complement each other there.
So what excites you most? What are the kind of books that you want that people can get in this shop that they can't get anywhere else, for example?
I really enjoy being able to introduce books to people, you know, things that I think are very good to people who might not otherwise come across them. I like things which are very unusual. I also like things which are very popular and widely loved. So Bruce Weber's new journal has just arrived. He does one every year. Everybody loves it, and I love it too. And
what takes up most of your time?
I obviously buy the books in. I spend time with customers. Often if I find certain things that I know somebody would like, I might write to them, let them know. I do sort of research for customers as well, so that might be an advertising company or a film production company. I work on events, book launches, lectures, reading groups, screenings, working with artists in the bookshop as well on small kind of focus projects. I do some writing. I'm working on some publishing projects. Also on an online shop at the moment.
Why do bookshops still exist when it's on the face of it, things are available through the internet?
Because the internet does not provide human exchange of ideas, conversation, advice, knowledge.
And are you aware of the sort of change in the market?
We can all see that there's recently been a huge upset in self-publishing, for obvious reasons. In terms of the shift, you know, towards the internet, Amazon, we're really talking about Amazon. So in terms of shift towards Amazon, you know, you often can't buy self-published books on Amazon so easily or at all. And so that's also, I think there's a very nice relationship being established between people who love books, people who make very wonderful books of their own, and then the people who sell them in a physical shop.
You need to decide which ones you're going to buy and which ones you're not going to buy. So is there a kind of submission process, or how does that work?
Yeah. Normally people email me first with some information about the book, and then maybe make an appointment, and I just spend some time talking to them about it, and and then go from there.
When I was asking you about your daily business, you were saying that you do some element of it is, for example, buying books for, I think you said, film companies.
Researchers sometimes.
Because I would have thought that would be something that would be a particular personal service that you would offer that a bigger bookshop chain wouldn't.
It's a service whereby if there's an inquiry about certain subject or type of image, I will spend normally around an hour thinking about which books are best suited to look at. It might be for somebody making an advert, or it might be for a fashion designer wanting to just research a particular period, and yeah, it's very simple. And then I just let them know when I've got together a little collection, and then they come in and have a look and buy the ones they like. Yeah, so it's quite...
So you're a kind of book finder?
Yeah, well, obviously, I know the stock really well, and it can be in here because there are so many books. It takes a long time to look at them all, and it's relatively tricky to navigate. It's fun as well, so...